Me fans, Michelle here with a very special edition in our Meet the Author series. We are actually not meeting an author this week, but I made a new friend. My friend is Eunice the Unicorn. Hi, Eunice, how are you?
Hi, Michelle, how are you?
I am great. I am so glad that you're happy that you were able to come visit with us today. Are you going to tell us today about a book you like?
Yes, but first I want to say thank you for having me on. It's really exciting.
I'm so excited that you're here. I don't often get to meet unicorns when I do my book interviews. I usually meet regular people. I've never met a unicorn before, so this is really cool.
Unicorns are elusive on purpose.
Oh, that means you guys are hard to find, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we have you. Can you tell us the name of the book that you like?
I can do even better. I'm going to show it to you. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, can you help me over here, please? Thank you. Hi. Okay, the name of the book is My Place in the World.
Oh, I like that book. That's a nice title. I like that little girl on the front. Do you know who the author is? Do you know who wrote the words to this book?
The author is a lady named Ariana Berenger, and her friend Liz Beatty helped write it and illustrate it.
Awesome. So we now know who, we know the title, we know who wrote it, and we know who wrote the pictures. So I would like you, usually when I have authors on, I ask them to tell us a little bit about the book, but I'm going to ask you a different question. I'm asking you, why do you like this book? Why is this the book you picked to share?
And the reason why I like this book is because it talks about a little girl who goes on an adventure to try to find her place in the world. And we all sometimes feel like we're a little lost and we don't know where we fit in or what we're going to do with our life. And so she goes on adventures and she meets all kinds of animals and talks to them and tries to tell them, this is my place. And then they say, no, no. No, it's not. This is not your place. Keep looking. Mm-hmm. And so finally, she finds this big white house. And there's this guy standing in front of the house. And he tries to tell her, no, no. But she says, no, this is my house. And this is where I'm going to grow up and be. Let me see if I can find that page because I think it's really great.
Is that your favorite page when she finally finds a place to be?
Yes, it is.
Because you're going to have to, read that to us. We would love to hear it.
She goes on all these adventures. And she goes through forests and mountains and the ocean and the city trying to find her place to be.
Uh-huh.
And finally ends up at the biggest White House that I can think of. Do you know what it's called?
Is it called her home?
No, it's called the White House.
Oh, the White House where the president lives?
Yes!
Oh my goodness, that's her house?
Guys, that's her place in the world.
Wow, she can be president one day.
Yes, that's why I like this book.
I love that book. That has a great message. You can be anything you want to be when you grow up. I love that message. Can you read a page for us out the book?
Sure. Which one do you would like? Would you like the beginning or the middle or the end?
You pick your favorite part.
Okay. I think I like when she's talking to her mommy too.
Okay.
That's kind of important. Okay. So I can't show you the pictures and read at the same time.
That's okay. You can read first and show us the picture second.
Okay. I'm going to read it first. As I stood on my mother's chair in the middle of the kitchen in my favorite bright yellow boots, I proclaimed, that's a hard word.
It is a hard word.
At the top of my lungs, this is my kitchen, and everything in sight belongs to me. Here is the picture. Can you see it?
I can. I see her standing on, there's her kitchen, and I see her standing on the chair, and she's proclaiming that everything belongs to her. I can see why you like that page, because I love that picture of standing on chairs. It's fun.
That's not how things work, is it?
Not usually.
Not usually. I wish.
Yeah.
So the second page is where her mommy answers. And she says, "My mama looked into my eyes and said, 'Atlee, I know you'd like this kitchen to be yours, but it's mine. In time, you will find your place in the world to call your own. But you will have to explore to find it.'" And then,
yeah, that has a really nice picture.
There's a picture of her mommy.
Can you move it over just a little?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Her mommy looks really nice.
Her mommy is very nice. And that is a picture of Atlee.
Awesome. Still standing on her chair. Yep. Well, I don't want people, I want people to want to go out and read this book. So I can't wait. I'm going to read it when we log off so that I can find out what happens after she leaves the kitchen. And I think all of you should go and look for this book so you can find out what happens after she leaves the kitchen and figure out where Atlee finds her place in the world. Eunice, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. This is Ariana.
Oh, that's the author.
Author. Yep.
Awesome. Well, we are going to have to make sure that we tell, we send as many people as we can to get that book about Atlee and where her place in the world is.
I found it on Amazon.
Amazon. Yep, that's a good place.
She sent me this copy of it, so I have this copy, but you can find it on Amazon.
Okay. Well, everybody, you should look on Amazon and look for My Place in the World by Ariana Behringer. Awesome. Yeah. Eunice, thank you so much for talking to me today. I hope you come back to visit.
Thank you, Michelle. I will, anytime you want. And I have other friends that would probably be interested in visiting with you, too.
Do they like to read, too?
Oh, all my friends love reading.
Awesome. Well, we will talk to you or some of your friends later.
Books are so important and fun.
Yes, they are. And everybody remember, if our children can see it, they can achieve it.